views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another wonderful show. We're really glad you could join us. We just had the Beatles on just before. We like to thank them.
It's just a wonderful show.
That's right. I'm pretty sure we're going to have Poco Chicho.
You remember Poco Chicho? Yeah. OMG. He's showing his age, folks.
Hello to everybody.
Yeah.
I loved it. Couldn't get enough.
What was that guy's name who used to be his ventriloquist?
Oh, I know who you're talking about, and yeah. I forgot his name. I remember.
I know.
It's hello. You know, yeah. he was very, very good.
Oh,
too.
He was fantastic.
That was, you know what, I later on, whether it be tonight or day soon, love to see the reruns of Ed Sullivan's show.
I love the reruns.
Love the old.
And I love the roasts.
Oh, the roast is the best. The Dean Martin roast is second to none.
Absolutely. Because you know what? They don't delve into their personal lives. They delve into the lives that you see on television. So right. You soak and relate everything.
Right. The roast today 100% sucks.
Yes.
They're mean. They're nasty.
Cruel.
There's no crew. Right, they're cruel. They rip them up. There's like no boundaries. They fake laugh. You know that these people who are being busted on are fake laughing. It's just cruel, you know.
And they delve into their personal lives, their divorces, their shacking ups, their children with other people.
Whatever.
I mean, that should not be an issue.
It's
none
terrible.
Of our business.
Right, but the Dean Martin roast, let me tell you something. If you could Google the Dean Martin roast,
oh my God.
Or the Ed Sullivan show, or the Red Skelton show.
Remember Red Skelton?
Thank you, and may God bless.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
I love him.
Yeah, they were great. That was innocent fun.
Yes,
and
it
they,
was.
Oh my God, I loved it. Loved it. Ronan Martin laughing.
I was just going to say that.
I knew that.
You think you were psychic?
Yes, a little bit.
Hey, listen, how about. Lawrence Welk. I hated it.
Really?
Yes, I hated
and
Lawrence.
And a one, and a two,
and a two.
See, I relate Lawrence Welk to my grandparents.
Me too.
Because they always liked watching. So Sunday nights, that was the thing.
Lawrence.
We were right in front of the TV set with all my cousins, and there was a dozen of them.
You know what? I relate to the same thing when I was with my folks. My grandmother, come hell or high water, I don't care where she was, what she was doing, what was going on. She could have had a house full of people. She made everybody shut up and sit down in front of the TV and watch Lawrence Welk. Oh, please, Lawrence Welk is coming. Don't flush the turtle.
That's too funny.
She was a pisser with that.
Hey, listen, if anybody wants to get a private reading, not on air, but a private reading with Sky, you know, whether it be in person or over the phone, just call 908-500-1474. And if you wish to get a personal reading with myself, again, in person or over the phone, just call 877-ANGEL-02.
I love that number.
And Sky and I will be more than happy to give you a reading. And yes, we do charge. That's our lucky for you. We didn't give our 1-900 number.
That's true.
But if anybody wants to call into the show to get a free mini reading that the whole country could hear, and you don't care.
You could be anonymous.
You could be anonymous. That's right. 800-930-2819.
So let me ask you a personal question.
I love it. Go ahead.
How do you feel about those psychic lines?
about those psychic lines.
Yeah. Like Chloe and all those psychic
lines.
Yeah,
I have. You want to know something like everything else? Some of them are really good, and some of them are very manipulative.
Yeah.
Some of them will purposely, because I spoke to a couple of them.
Did you?
And they're taught to try to keep the people on as long as possible to run up those $2.99, yes. $3.99 a minute, and they'll dance around the situation. And then you have other people who are really legit, and they, you know, they state their case and they, you know, mention some things. But when people are very vulnerable and you're paying by the minute,
yes,
you know, people have a tendency to take advantage.
Yes.
And we'll draw it out and draw it out and draw it out. And it's a shame, you know. So what do I think about them? It's 50-50. Literally, it's 50-50. Because like I said, some of them are legit. If you have a quick question, or, you know, if you know exactly what it is you want to know and you call up, I think it's probably worth it. If you're going for just an overall reading, I have a feeling you better get out your credit cards, because they're going to run up a bill.
I want to tell you, I had an experience. It's not a personal experience. I had a friend of mine, and her mother-in-law was looking for a job. She was not nearly psychic. She was not nearly a spiritual person, but she got a job on one of these psychic lines. And I said to her, how could you answer these questions to people when you're not psychic? She says, well, she skates around the issue and she makes them do the answering. And I said, that's stealing. They're asking you for answers and you're dragging it out of them. And she had a way of manipulating the people to try and drag the answers that they're looking for out. And I thought that was manipulative and that was cruel and that was unfair and that they were paying for nothing.
Yeah, well, no, that's pretty much the way when you're trying to draw it out of them. Now, a lot of times if I'm you know, doing a reading for somebody and I'm asking them a question, I say, well, let's just cut to the chase, because I don't want to waste your time and money.
Right.
And I'll say, cut to the chase. What do you want to ask?
So
and they'll say, well, aren't you supposed to tell me or whatever? And I'll say, no, well, because I'm going to go into, I might go into an area where it has nothing to do with what you are consciously wanting to ask me. I said, I can give you answers and I will give you answers. I says, but if you have a specific issue and you want to know what the specific situation is, the outcome is, just cut to it. You don't have to worry about leading me, because I will give you what the outcome is. You can't lead me to the outcome.
Right.
But you could just tell me, you know, what it is you want to know, and then I'll just give you the answer. But then there are other times where, you know, instantly we get our messages and I'm going with it. And I am, you know, pretty accurate with what it is that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm talking about personal, where they want to know about business, or vice versa.
Right.
And
for the sake of time and money, some people can only afford a half hour. Some people can afford an hour. Some people want to have a mixture of psychic and mediumship reading. So, you know, you have to take the reader, which would be us, has to go jump from one hat to another. Because when we're doing psychic work, it kind of comes really quick. When we're doing mediumship work, we have to speak to our guides. We have to call through the person. We have to be respectful to the person on the other side and ask them if they would like to join us, and then be very have a lot of manners and say to them, well, may I present what you want to say to your loved one? So there's a whole big thing involved with that, because our first and foremost behavior with this is to be not only polite to your sitter, but also polite to their relative in heaven.
What makes me laugh,
yes,
is that, like, somebody's time will be up and say, can I just ask you one quick question?
All the time.
But this is funny. They go, can I just ask you one quick question? I go, all right, sure, one quick question. What's going on in my daughter's life? That's the one quick question. It's like, she's going to be buying a lot of pairs of shoes.
Right.
She's going to get screwed over many times
over.
She's
going to have a stomach flu by the end of the month.
She's going to have at least three lovers before this year is up.
Have never gone to a reading, and I always give people extra time. It always ends up that way. But they always say to me, can I ask you one more quick question?
And there was a psychic who actually, you know, she wrote a book, and the title of her book is Just One More Question. That's the name of the book, because people always say,
we can relate to that, folks.
Can we just one more question? So it's like, but
it's like anybody else. People, you know,
but it's addicting.
Because
I need to know, like you didn't think.
Because
then
we're
after
giving
them
the correct answers.
And then after they hang up, they go, oh, I should have asked this. I should have done this. I wish I did it. And I've had people call me up later on and say, hey, can I do another half hour? Because there's all these other questions I was thinking of. And I say, sure. I'll do another half hour with you. Sure. Sure, no problem.
I'm always available for my clients because, you know, if they're calling me, they need me. And I always feel like I want to be at least kind enough to accommodate them for when they need me, not like 3 weeks later. You know what I mean? So if somebody calls me up with a real problem, I just do what I have to do on the spot, on the fly, because I usually have bookings that day. But if I tell them I'll give you a half hour right now because I know you're in desperate need, they always say, oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I always try to accommodate them like that.
I did a reading for this one kid in Virginia. The mother called me up. She wanted the reading for her son to help him have a perspective on his life. And right away he was very skeptical going into this.
Yeah, well, all men are skeptical.
Yeah, he was a kid. He's 17 years old. And I did a reading for her.
We got to take a break, though.
Oh, we got to go a break now. All right, we'll discuss this in a little bit. All right, everybody, Sky and I, the dynamic duo that we are, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Enjoy. All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky.
And the dynamic duo.
That we are.
Yes, we are. So we were talking about having compassion to people. But also you have to realize you have to have compassion for yourself as well. And I think that's a good way to practice on other people is to have it for yourself. And I don't mean like get all mushy and gushy, and I don't mean, you know, feel sorry for yourself, but you should have a certain modicum of compassion for yourself. You shouldn't drive yourself to the point where you're up against.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah,
all the time.
Don't drive yourself where you're nailed up against the wall. You know what I mean? It's okay to say no once in a while. It's okay to say not now. And it's okay to say I'll try. These are all okay things to say. Let's face it, you have a life, you probably have kids, or if you don't, you have pets, or if you don't, you have a very demanding job, and you can't accommodate everybody's whim. So it's okay for yourself to say, have compassion for yourself too, and say, I will do my best, I will try. And that's all anybody could really ask of you.
I want to switch gears just a little bit. And there's also the topic that we were talking about, that I wanted to talk about, and it's about dealing with the truth. And, you know,
that's a tough issue.
It's a very tough issue. And a lot of people say that they want to know the truth, but they really don't want to know the raw truth because, number one, the truth hurts. And number two, They want the truth to be what they want it to be.
Right.
And so when somebody's asking you for the truth, like I said, it's very, very difficult. And I personally have a hard time telling some
the
people.
I will tell them the truth.
I'll tell them the truth. But there's nothing wrong with speaking your mind and speaking the truth. But so long as you're like not always being blunt, you know, you got to be like diplomatic.
Yes, you must be diplomatic. However, you must get the truth across.
That's what I'm talking about. No, but as far as when you're dealing with the truth, you know, a lot of times you want to like tell somebody if somebody's having a flaw within their character, the way they are, the way they dress, maybe they smell. It's like there's a lot of things, you know, do they have a boogie, their fly is down. Can you tell them that?
Yes. You know, because people will really admire you for thinking enough about them to literally go out on a limb and try to make them better, because nobody wants a boogie hanging out of their nose.
No, you want to know something? A lot of people will get very defensive. She's like a little kid. She's laughing at the word boogie.
What does a hanky say?
Yeah, put a little boogie in it. I know. That's the old time joke. She's still laughing at old jokes.
I'm just an old fart.
There she is. She's an old fart. What? What are you saying?
I'm writing you a letter.
To this morning, tonight? What?
Two this morning and one tonight. What did Michael say?
Two this morning and one tonight.
Didn't he say three?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, show's not over.
That's true.
And so, any case, so, like I said, I'm sorry.
We're just in our own world here. La, 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 la.
So, as far as talking about the truth and dealing with the truth, you know, it's very difficult when you're trying to drive home a point to somebody. You know, even with your kids, when you're talking to your kids and you want to try to tell them what's best for them.
Oh, and, that's the worst.
Right. And they don't want to hear.
That's the hardest.
And even when you're trying to be as nice as possible and you're trying to tell them what the truth is, mm-hmm. and they only see things just from their perspective and they don't want to hear it. And they keep on doing things that's only hurting them more and more and more, whether it be seeing people they shouldn't be seeing or hanging out with friends they shouldn't be hanging out with.
Oh, boy.
Or the way they dress or the way they come across to others. It's like, you know, they're stuck in their own world.
And the sad thing,
it all has to do with insecurities.
Yeah. But the saddest thing is, you know, you raised your kids right. And if you start giving them that modicum of honesty, they're not going to be able to accept it. No kid can accept it. So the best thing I suggest is stay away from it. Listen, I raised lots of kids in my day. And the one thing I realized that kids cannot accept is studying themselves, giving themselves a second look after you have told them that there's this, that, and the other thing that could use improvement. And they're not, you have to understand, they're not going to accept it. It's just, I believe that comes with age, and I believe that comes with maturity. And most kids will not accept it. Now, don't get me wrong, not all of them, but crazy ones like mine will never accept it.
Well, if you put the word, when you're trying to be constructive with your kids, just so long as you use the word criticism, even if it's constructive criticism, a lot of kids cannot handle constructive criticism.
Correct.
Or criticism of any kind, especially if it's coming from the parents or their siblings. They'll take it from their friends or take it from other people, from their teachers, from any Tom, Dick, or Harry that's outside the family. They'll listen to them. They know better. We don't. And it's as simple as that.
So my suggestion is to talk about this topic of change for your child with someone close to you that is not particularly involved in your family, and maybe allow them to bring it up to your child. They'll be much more receptive, because when a child is confronted by a parent, the reception is like static. So they're not going to take it.
Well, I'll tell you what's one of the things that I love doing when I read kids, I love reading teenagers and you know, young adults.
They're so open, aren't they?
No. Well, the thing is that their parents and their friends have told them the same thing over and over and over again. And before they say one word to me, I'll start going over what's going wrong in their life or what's going on in their life. And they're going, oh, my God, my parents tell me that all the same thing. And my mother said that. My friends, everyone said it. I said, see, I said, so this is coming from the spiritual world.
Yes.
I said, you know, I'm not judging you. I'm just getting the answers. And I'm telling you, you need to do this, that, and the other thing.
Correct.
And so it really drives home. And this is one of the many beautiful blessings that you and I do, that when we share information with especially young kids or young people, and we're able to give them direction or help them see the light or their faults or whatever so that they could overcome it. But a lot of kids will defend their way because it's the only way they know. Their ego is keeping them stuck rather than accepting the fact that they're wrong.
That's
and a
right.
lot of kids have a very difficult time a lot of people have a hard time accepting the fact that they're wrong.
Right.
And
I know someone personally. I know someone personally.
I know somebody personally too who wants us to take a break.
Yes, I do know
right
that
after
too.
That. she's gonna tell us about that personally, somebody that she knows right after this commercial break. So stick around, everyone.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know if all that's true, 'cause you got me and baby I got you.
That song.
We're getting some really good songs from you today, Brian. That's our producer.
That's me. That's right.
A bomb.
He really is.
We got another job for him to do. He's going to be a DJ at all kinds of parties other than just the radio producer that he is.
You know what, Brian? You are really good, honey.
Oh, thank you. You know what? I love the craft that I do, and by that I mean my job, and it's happy-go-lucky all the way. Thank you.
I know you do it well. God bless you.
That's awesome. Really soon, I'm going to go visit Rhode Island.
Well, then take me with you. I'm going to go.
Yeah, I tried that already.
No, that was with Richie and
Jeremy. No.
I'm going. No, I went to Rhode Island. I just didn't go to Boston.
Yeah, no, you're right. The last one. Yeah. That was a really good time, too.
We had a great time in Rhode Island.
It was very good. It was very
Richie
good.
Richie will go.
And we stayed at the Winnepog. We stayed at the Winnepog.
Yeah.
And the family at the Winnepog was extremely accommodating. The rooms were super clean.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wonderful.
I was afraid to take a shower to mess it up. I didn't bring Comet with me.
I felt bad. I had to clean up. I had to make the bed. They had it perfect. You know, I emptied out the garbage. I keep all the towels in just a certain corner.
You know what? They were so, so sweet and so accommodating, and they're lovely people.
Oh, no, it was really cool being out in the window cleaning business. I was at the restaurant because they have a restaurant, the Venice, right next to the Winnepog.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Westerly, Rhode Island. So anyway, so I go there and I'm looking and I'm talking with Nunzio. He's one of the he's the son. And so I said, you know, I said, why don't you let me clean your windows? I said, let me just do this section. He says, no. He says, no, I'll do it. He says, just show me. I said, no, I'll do it for you. I said, you guys are so great to me.
I know.
You know, they were so wonderful that I wanted to do it for them. But he insisted. He goes, no, I want you to show me so that I could show my helpers so that they can do it. And I said, okay. So I told him the process of washing the windows. And he says, well, I don't know if this is going to come out. I don't know if that's going to – I said, trust me, it's going to come out. And so he was doing – I was telling him what to do. And he looks at the windows. He goes, oh, my God, it doesn't even look like there's a window there. He goes, this is amazing how beautiful it came out.
But
so,
they're just
he was
like
all
that.
Excited. He was like all excited.
They're like that. They're just like that.
Yeah, it's a family-run business.
Very family-oriented.
And like I said, really good people, and they have like awesome bagels and coffee and tea and all that other breakfast stuff in the morning.
They welcome you like your family, yeah. Which is so important.
Yeah, and if any time I needed anything at any time, it's like they were very accommodating.
Yes, absolutely.
So they're really good at what they do. The Winnipeg Inn in Westerly. So you got to check them out.
And let me tell you something, folks. The vistas, when you get there, are just breathtaking. I mean, if you are not spiritual, when you get there, you're going to leave spiritual because the vistas are amazing. And the energy that you feel from the big rocks, and because you know what? Big rocks do have a certain modicum of energy in them.
Yeah, well, ladies love big rocks.
Oh, yeah, baby. Big ones. Big especially rocks. On their fingers.
Especially on their fingers. That's right.
But and the
no,
water.
But you were talking about Newport. That's not Westerly. Westerly has the beautiful beaches.
Yes.
And well, Newport has. But we went to Newport where we saw all those beautiful water and the rocks and the jetties. And all that.
Did you see that one jetty that we couldn't leave?
Yeah.
That was like out of a movie.
Yeah.
The water was breaking, like, I don't know, maybe 400 or 500 feet.
Like the water's coming into you. It's not leaving out. Yes. It's coming into you. And it breaks
on the rocks.
It's like a little gully that's going out to the ocean, but yet actually it's not going out to the ocean. The water's coming into you. And it's coming in a beautiful flow of water trickling in. It's like little mini waves coming into you.
And then it breaks on the rocks on either side, and it makes that beautiful riptide.
And how gorgeous are the mansions on top of the hills and the rocks?
I just wanted to camp out on their lawn. Yeah. That's all I wanted to do.
In Newport, this was in Newport that we went to. And they have the mansions. They have the row of mansions.
OMG.
Unbelievable. You feel like you stepped into like the late 1800s, early 1900s.
And let me
and they really decorate. I hear they really go all out for Christmas time,
really?
too, so
we
have to check it
soon.
Out.
So listen to this, folks. So I said to my husband, not knowing, I says, why don't you check out a couple of this real estate properties they have for sale? And remember there was a couple of
yes.
8,500,000, 24,600,000. So,
all right, honey, start working a little OT, baby.
I says, well, you know what? Okay. No wonder why Taylor Swift lives there.
Really?
But I'm telling you guys, even just to see it with your own eyes is an experience. It's breathtaking, and you will leave there calm, peaceful, and so full of regenerated energy.
When I, and this is no exaggeration, I'm not saying this just to be sound like a commercial and we're bragging about them.
We're not,
but
we're just telling you.
You're telling the truth and our experience. But when I leave Rhode Island, Newport or Westerly, when I leave there to go home, I get like a little homesick. Like I desperately I don't want to leave. Like it is that cozy and that warm. And there's this one cool restaurant called Something Goose or the Grey Goose.
That's vodka.
I know.
What he's got on his mind.
Goose. I don't know. They have a shirt, Got Goose. Instead of Got Milk, Got Goose.
You're killing me. Didn't we go there?
Yes, we did.
It was a wonderful restaurant. Yeah. The food was magnificent. But you know what my favorite place
was? Yeah, me and Richie were at the counter having a really good meal and sitting next to this wonderful guy, and we were enjoying our breakfast. I mean, it's like going back to Mayberry RFD in the day.
But you know what the best thing was?
What's that?
When we went to that breakfast place on the beach.
Oh, yeah. No, that breakfast, that was lunch.
Was it lunch?
It was lunch. Oh. Yeah.
Let me tell you something, folks. You were on the water. You were one with the water.
That's in Westerly. I forgot what it's called. Brian might know.
Yeah. I'm here. What's up?
What's that restaurant that's on the beach of Westerly?
On Shore Road, you mean?
Yeah,
it's
not on Shore Road, right off Shore Road.
It's right on the beach.
It's right on the beach. It starts with, I think, is it Amanda's or Armand's or?
No.
I'll tell you, the one I know is Venice, and that's on the Sure,
not,
I wrote the main
tennis,
one.
That's right next to the Winnipeg.
Did you say Amber?
No, it's something.
Hold on,
with,
I like gotta fade
Amanda
away.
Or something like that. I forgot.
Right, it's the one right on the beach where you can just hang out on the beach and take sun, or you could just look out the windows and eat.
Oh, our favorite place that we went to is called the Cook Goose.
Oh,
that's the name.
The
Cook
Goose.
Hey,
Goose.
I got a special caller. My Chris is here. Chris, how are you?
Yeah, Chris is the one who just texted me the name. That's right.
Oh, very cool.
That's right. I didn't.
Yeah, and I'm going to reprimand. I love Mr. Sullivan, but I'm going to reprimand him because not only are they a great restaurant, but they're a loyal sponsor to the station, the Andrea.
Oh, the Andrea. That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
Yes, I'll
Hi,
take.
Hi, Chris. I miss you.
Yes, I
miss
will
you
take
too.
Restaurants for
Sorry,
<100, please.
laughs>
We're not going to tell the listeners what we're talking about. But Artie and Sky, I will see you next Thursday, and that's all I'm going to say.
Uh-oh.
What did you say?
Well, you'll see this Sky. I don't know about the Artie, but you will see me real soon, I promise you.
Oh, yeah, we're coming down real soon. We miss you guys, and we want to just bask in the glory of where you live.
Well, I love you both, and it's so great to talk to you.
Thank
you, too,
Chris.
Sweetheart. God
I
bless.
Really, and I was very sincere. When I leave Rhode Island, it's like
I
a little
know.
Sense of homesickness.
Homesickness, I know. Yeah. When I first got there, my mouth was open more than it was closed. And it wasn't that I was talking.
Yeah, okay, because there was so much beauty.
It's magnificent.
You want to know something? The oldest Jewish temple in the country is in, I think it's in Toro. It's in Newport, Rhode Island.
Really?
The oldest temple in America, the
wow.
Jewish temple. Yeah. And I think it's called Toro or T-U-O-R-O or something like that, I think. My brother sent
Torah?
It to me. Tor, something like that. I don't know.
Okay. So I think we passed it, if I'm not mistaken.
But
remember
I went,
you said you pointed it out
it
to
was,
me?
Yeah, it was in very good condition. It was
well,
in,
whatever it was the most beautiful area I've ever really been to. And the vistas were magnificent. I can't tell everybody enough of how relaxed. I got there, I was working on my last nerve. And when I left, I was so chill that I could just pass out.
Yeah, Sky used her Vista and I used my master charger. My master card.
Very clever, Hoffman. Very
yeah,
clever.
There we go. We got some more sponsors. We're trying to draw them in.
I love it.
Everyone say, what the hell's a Vista?
Now watch them get swamped with tourists and everything change.
I wore my Vista to the party over my shirt.
Hey, we have a caller. Her name is Patty from Queens.
Yeah, but we're going to be taking her after a break.
Okay, we're going to take a break first, Patty, but stay tuned.
We'll be right back right after this commercial break.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid?
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ.
Hey, Bri.
Yes.
I love that song to death.
Can
you, we have Patty, but I got to listen to that song. I love that song.
Okay, we'll play it now. Here we go.
So much at long last love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Welcome back, everybody. I love it. And if you're lucky enough to be able to go see the Jersey Boys, then go see them. And right now we have somebody. We only have a few minutes left for the show, but we are going to take time to talk with Patty from Queens. How you doing, Patty?
Hi, Artie. Can you hear me?
I could hear you.
Yes, we hear you.
Okay. I just want to let you know, I have health issues, but I just wanted to thank you for something that you did 5 years ago. I was on the phone with you, and as soon as you got on the phone with me 5 years ago, you said you keep hearing ba-bump, 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 and then you told me to change my doctor because you didn't like my doctor. At the end of that year, I did end up changing doctors. And what I found out in 2012, I always have, like, my heart races at times. And people say, oh, it's anxiety. In 2012, I found out I have SVT, supraventricular tachycardia. My brother was diagnosed with it in 2011. It's your heart races all of a sudden. And mine is, like, it's a genetic problem because my cousin, my late cousin, also had, my brother's heart was racing 255 beats a minute.
And oh, then I found out God. My dog has the same thing, so I know where it, I know exactly what the
wow, is. That's amazing. Okay, right. Wow, that's incredible. And, so what ended up happening, and, huh?
All right, you did predict, you know, and you were right. 2 years later, I found, you know, I have the type that just comes and goes. It's like it can happen. It's not like my brother at all. But the doctor says he gave me medication to take in case my heart races, but it's coming to a point that if it races 120 beats a minute or more for an hour, then I take the pill. Because right now, I haven't, like, it comes and goes, really. It's like, and you were so right about it. You kept hearing bump. 2 years before I was diagnosed.
Well, Patty, I don't think I could ever meet you in person because I don't want to make your heart race.
Don't listen.
You want to know something? The doctor.
She has a great sense of humor. She really does.
When I go to the doctors and they check my heart rate, mm-hmm. They ask me if I'm a triathlon runner or if I, you know, run a lot. And really, I don't at all because I hate running. Because he said your heart rate's like at 50.
What? Mine is 120.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine's in the like 50, give or take. Wow. And they said that's usually of somebody who, and I can't explain it. And my brother has the same thing. It's genetic. I don't even know.
It's a genetic. But like my question is, just 4 weeks ago, I had my blood test taken, and I have high triglyceride level. So then I went back to my primary care doctor. They did my liver enzymes, right? Now they're finding a little elevated. Do you think I have something to worry about right now, or just like because of my diet right now, I'm 50 pounds overweight? Is it like
fatty
what I'm doing
liver.
Right now? What?
Did he tell you had a fatty liver?
He said, she said to me that the enzymes is three, one of them is 3 points above normal, and the other one's 8 points above normal. And they say if you have anything serious, it would have been 100 points above normal.
Okay. So this is what you need to do. And I'm surprised that she didn't do it. One of the medications are elevating, and I'm hearing this from the angels. One of the medicines you're taking is toxifying your liver.
So I take a lot of vitamins.
Hold on 2 seconds. There's a vitamin that you need to take that helps it helps break down your food because I feel like your body is not breaking down the food properly in your body. So
Milk thistle. Absolutely cleanses the liver naturally.
And so you need that. Because your body's not breaking down the food the way it should.
Yeah, and I feel like one of the medications you're taking is causing this.
The vitamins.
And I can't believe she didn't catch that.
Yeah, but I take a lot of – I'm not taking no medication. I'm just taking vitamins.
Well, there's a vitamin that you're not – what are you taking?
I take multi. I take vitamin C. I take flaxseed oil, calcium. I take chromium. I take kelp. I take MSM. It's a sulfur. I take a digestive enzyme.
Hey, listen, she just said stop the procronium.
Yeah. Stop the procronium.
Yeah, it's GTF chronium. It helps with people who have high sugar, you know, but I just want to make sure that my sugar stays stabilized. So it's the chronium that's doing this?
It's doing a number on your liver. Listen to me.
Try for a week or so, a week to 10 days to stop taking it and see what kind of an effect you have.
Well, I'm not taking the vitamins every day now. It's like whenever I do my juicing, I do that. I do green juice.
If you break down one at a time, you'll figure it out. But we have to wrap up, sweetheart.
But I'm telling you, I feel like it's one of the medications that you're taking. It could be a vitamin. It could be an herbal. It doesn't matter.
Just try missing one of them. But try the one that she just said.
And also, I think it's becoming a fatty liver. So you better watch out. And the only way to get rid of that is through milk thistle.
And now Skye is not going to overdo this reading like she normally does because we got to wrap up the show.
Right.
So thank
Bye-bye.
You very much, Patty, for calling in. And thank you for the testimony.
Yeah, but I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be
happiness and health.
Absolutely.
All right,
so I'm going to be okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. That was a this was a quick 2 hours.
Very quick.
And the music that Brian was playing was unbelievable.
Phenomenal.
So thank you.
Yes.
And we got to talk to Chris, which
yes.
is a bonus.
What an extra bonus. So listen, everybody, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of health, happiness, prosperity.
And love.
Miracles, blessings, and love. And we send our blessings, our love. To Michael, to Skye's yes. son who passed
Thank
today.
You. Thank you.
And so send all your healing and loving energy to Please. Skye and her family and the blessings to Michael.
Not even to me. Just send it to him directly.
And
I'll be so thrilled.
Right. All right, everybody. Till next week. God bless you all.
God bless.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.